What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And 12 wins, no losses under head coach Lou Holtz. 1988 on a team that was absolutely stacked, and Frank's at the game. And great to have him with us and giving us some really good perspective. I'm Jeff Phelps, my buddy's Dan Manigan. Some thoughts on tonight's game, how the Buckeyes can win it, how they can lose it, coming up.
92 The Fan looking for a winner. Enter the code word STICK, S-T-I-C-K, STICK, at 92.3thefan.com by 2 p.m. for your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to see the Cleveland Monsters take on the Providence Bruins on January 31st at 7 p.m. at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Get tickets at clevelandmonsters.com. Again, that code word, STICK. And it's all from Cleveland Monsters, from the Cleveland Monsters, I should say, and Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
That's Dan Manigan. He's not only is he in for Andy today, he doesn't have to do his normal gig.
I know!
Because Kayla's here doing Dan's normal gig. And then Anthony's sitting behind the glass wearing his Central Michigan Chippewa sweatshirt that I'm envious of. I like that one. It's very nice.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
I know. Menigan's actually like standing over there and working. You know, you can sit. You don't have to stand and run the board all day.
So I'm used to standing because at my college radio station, the chair was always broken.
Dan, you haven't been in college for a very long time.
But I got into that habit of always standing because you would have all these metalheads who would come in before and would just wreck everything because they'd get way too into it and they would always end up breaking the chair. And so I would end up coming in the next day and you would just see this chair in 2 to 7 pieces. And so I was like, well, forget it. We're standing today. And I just got used to it.
You mean kind of like our chairs?
Yeah, but less of a, you know, I listened to
less
Iron Maiden too loud.
Force.
And, yeah, okay. less Iron Maiden bound.
No wonder Cleveland State's tuition was so expensive.
A lot of chairs.
They had to keep buying those chairs.
Keep fixing them along the way. So, yeah, I kind of just got used to standing because the chair was always busted.
So I agree with Frank. I think this is too many games for a college kid to play. That said, it's the system that's now in place. It's weird because I think it's too many games for the team that ultimately gets that far. But they're getting paid a lot of money now. Mm-hmm. It's a different world. It's not just a scholarship. Now it's above board money and everything else. And this is now kind of part of the biz, and it is a biz. So I kind of get it. So I like that aspect of this. I like this aspect of it too. In the NFL, okay, you're going to lose a game or two. I mean, you just are, right? That's the way it works in the NFL. But you still have a chance to win the whole thing. And I think college football, especially with NIL, making it much more competitive all the way around, Dan, because, you know, you're Indiana. Go out and buy yourself a team.
They did.
Mm-hmm. They did.
Absolutely.
And now Indiana has a football program. Well, that's okay. That means what? It means you're going to lose some games. Because you're playing teams that are also paying players, and in theory, teams will be much more competitive, and the talent should be dispersed a little more evenly, because not everybody's going to be paying the quarterback, you know, $1 million a year, or three quarterbacks $1 million a year. You might buy one quarterback, and that leaves another quarterback looking for money, so he's going to go to Indiana, and all of a sudden, it's a different world. So from that standpoint, I like it. I like the fact that Ohio State lost a couple of games yet can still get there because they're a good team, but they did stub their toe. And, I mean, Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois, yep. for God's sake.
And it was an embarrassing loss,
It was
too.
A bad loss. I remember where I was watching it. It was up on the television in a restaurant I was sitting in. And I thought, are you kidding me? Look at the Huskies go.
No kidding.
I know. It was impressive. So from that aspect, I like it. The mythical, you know, we ran the table and were undefeated. That was cool, but it was kind of mythical.
But we always found ourselves having the same conversation with those, which was we would all look at each other and go, oh, what would happen if 1 and 2 actually played?
Yeah.
And now we're in a position where 1 and 2 could actually play each other. And
or 7 and 8.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What would happen if these teams actually played each other instead of us going, okay, the Big Ten champ and the Pac-10 or Pac-12 champ would go to the Rose Bowl, and then we would have the SEC champion, and they would do it that way. And now you actually get to see these teams go against each other. And I know it is very, very easy to listen to coaches complain. And a lot of people put a lot of stock in coaches complaining. And this is one of those times in life where the right people are complaining, which means you're doing it correctly. Because if the guy who's in charge is yelling about the lack of power that he has, it means the power is being dispersed correctly. And this is one of those fine moments. As you hear college coaches go, oh, I hate the transfer portal. This thing's stupid. They could just pick up and leave. There's no commitment. All they want to talk about is money. All they want to do is this. No. This is what you want, because this means you can no longer sit down in somebody's living room and look a kid dead in the eye and say to him, oh, yeah, you're going to have every opportunity to compete here. Yeah, Joe Burrow, come to Ohio State. We want you to be a part of our team. Oh, look, we'll start JT Barrett. Why? Because he's the older person. What did Joe Burrow do? You're not going to play me? I'm going to go somewhere that will. I'm going to LSU.
It took him a while to come to that conclusion, though.
Exactly. And so now you're seeing it all over the place.
Ohio State, in theory, took Joe Burrow because you can't let the best quarterback high school prospect in the state of Ohio walk outside the
door. You can't let him walk out the door. Yeah. But now you have to
You have to let him compete, and if he's the better guy, you got to play him.
Exactly.
I mean, it worked for Urban Meyer with JT Barrett and then with Dwayne Haskins. I get it. But, I mean, it's real clear who the better quarterback was, right?
But that's
it
just, why.
But it fit Urban system and everything else.
And that's why college football is in a better place now than where it was even 5 years ago.
I think it is. And that puts Ohio State in the championship game tonight against Notre Dame. I thought that the team that had the best shot to get there out of the Notre Dame bracket was Penn State. You know, they opened with LSU and then Boise, though Boise had a great season, I thought, okay, it's Boise State, and they might be the team that's in there because, you know, they had to be. But then they lost to Notre Dame. Notre Dame had some good wins. Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
And Georgia.
And Georgia's legit, too.
They had the Georgia win and then Penn State. Ohio State, I think, had a tough way to get there because they had to play a good Tennessee team, took care of them without any issues, jumped all over number 1 Oregon, which was stunning. And then a very contested game against Texas. And I think a Texas game might actually be good for Ohio State going into this one. I think Ohio State wins this game, Dan, if they can kind of channel what they did against Oregon, which is, here we go. We are not going to lose this game. We're not leaving anything in the bag. Here it goes. We're going for it, as opposed to what they did against Michigan. And if Will Howard plays well, I know that sounds silly. You know, if the quarterback plays well, you have a chance to win. I really do think so. He's got to get his wide receivers involved. They can't let Jeremiah Smith get taken out of the game, as he was really against Texas. Somehow figure out how to get him going. And then I agree with Frank. Get that running game going. You've got two terrific running backs. Get them going and go from there.
This sounds very coachy, and I don't mean it to come off that way, but it's kind of the truth when it comes to Ohio State. They've ran into a couple occasions where they lose their identity. They kind of lose who they are. And they get into these moments where they're, you know, the old Jim Harbaugh phrase, I'm going to block and tackle you to hell. And Ohio State gets in that mindset of, oh, well, we got to also block and tackle you to hell. And it's like, no, that's not what you do. That's not who you are. You are a high-flying offense. You are an offense that is to push the ball down the field. You are an offense that gets Emeka Buka in space, that gets Jeremiah Smith in space. You are an offense that uses the pass game to then turn around and set up a really good run game. That's how you've operated all season long. And every so often, the Notre Dame game, a little bit against Texas, they like lose that identity for a little bit. Where it's like, oh, no, now we have to block and tackle you to hell. It's like, no, you don't. You are high-flying, be high-flying. Go take those shots downfield. It's why you brought Will Howard in here. Is he more mobile than you think? Yeah, a little bit, but it doesn't mean that you should run, you know, constantly do options all over the place between him and Junkins or him and Travion Henderson. Like, be you. Know what you do best and do it. That's how Ohio State wins this game. Is by knowing what they do best and then doing it instead of thinking they have to evolve to the opponent that's in front of them.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Makes sense.
Yeah. It's what I've seen all year with Ohio State. They just, like, occasionally will lose their identity. And they'll think that they got to do something different. And it's like, no, just be you. Go be you. Go drive the Porsche. You don't need to take the Porsche off-roading. Keep the Porsche on the Autobahn and fly. Like, just go do what you do best.
Although some Porsches now you could probably go off-roading.
That is very true.
With, you know.
And on the defensive side, I'm still convinced that there's 3 Caleb Downs on the field at all times because that dude is just perpetually around the ball. I swear that they've cloned that guy. He is on a different planet at safety. He's insane how good that dude is. And the defense itself has been really good ever since the little hiccup early on against Oregon, and even that was questionable. But since then, boy, they have tightened the screws on the defensive side of the ball.
Notre Dame's defense is really good with, you know, Ohio State's Marcus Freeman running the show. Which is interesting. Also, former Kent State assistant coach.
I didn't know that.
Marcus
That's awesome.
Freeman. Yeah, he was at Kent for a couple of years and then Cincinnati for more than a few. This will sound too coachy too, but look what happened in the NFL games over the weekend. And I think it was one of the postgame shows I was watching yesterday, and they said, look at the disparity here. The teams that won with the number of turnovers they had and the teams that lost – the turnovers, it was like astronomically different. I think the winners had like 3 turnovers combined, and the losers had 20, something like that. It was really out of whack. If Notre Dame can get Ohio State to turn the ball over, I think that's how Notre Dame wins the game. It has to be, I think, by Ohio State stubbing its toe offensively and by turning the ball over. And Notre Dame has the type of defense that can make you turn the ball over.
Absolutely.
And that's, I think that's going to be the key for the Irish. If they can get the football from Ohio State, I think they have a chance to win the game. Could be wrong. I don't see Notre Dame's offense being the force in this game. If the Irish are going to win, it's going to be because of their defense. And I think if Ohio State wins, it's going to be because they played the game they were supposed to play.
Well, the only way I would push back on that a little bit would be Riley Leonard and just the fact that he's so good running the ball for them. And not as much throwing, you know, as you would want him to be. But boy, that dual threat running style, that could be something too. But I'm with you. I think Ohio State wins this game. I think it'll be close, though. I have a feeling it's going to be like a 3-point victory, a 7-point victory, something like that.
You think it'll be a good game?
I think it's going to be a very good game.
Lance Reisland has done a great job breaking stuff down for Cleveland.com. And Lance is a local teacher, local football coach, former Kent State quarterback, actually. And I had the chance to work with Lance on a couple of high school games. Man really knows his football. He's going to join us at 1 o'clock, so about 24 minutes away. He's going to break it down for us and tell us how Ohio State wins, how Notre Dame wins this game. And I'm anxious to talk to Lance about that. It's Baskin and Phelps with Menigan here on The Fan.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.